It is 14 minutes after 7 a.m. on your Thursday morning. And as I mentioned at the very end of the 6 o'clock hour, I have a guest with me today. I have Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner. Welcome, Chief Shaner.
Hello. Thought I ran on you, didn't you?
I know things happen, and when your phone rings or the scanner goes off, I gotta improvise, but that's what I do. Every day, I improvise.
Yep. That's a good thing.
Right. So how are things going in Millersburg?
Good. The weather maybe not so good, but at least right now, it was sprinkling when I was on my way out here, so I thought, yeah, it's Thursday morning, but when I got out here, I didn't have anything, so I guess the rain's coming, so maybe I'm just a few hours early.
By the way, it's looking pretty much rain all the days, so yeah. It's going to be a very wet Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, we did some firearms training on Tuesday when it was super hot.
Ooh, so boo.
Stood out there and baked in the sun and the heat, and so I got a double dose that morning because I was at the elementary school and it was raining, so stood out there for a while and got kind of damp, and then went and baked in the sun in the 4 million degrees.
So well, you dried off.
I was like a little sauna up just by myself. Yeah, it was. And then yesterday, I talked to one of the deputies, and they were out at the range, so they did that all day in the rain yesterday. So, give it 24 hours, and you never know what you're going to end up with. At least there's no snow in the forecast that I know of, at least for here.
Really? You're going to mention that word? Really?
Yes.
Because the way we're going.
How many times have you heard me walk in and say, glad that it's 4 million degrees out?
No, I'm the same way. I made the mistake. I took a little walk on Tuesday, and I ended up, instead of walking around to clear my head, I found a shady spot, and I stayed there because I'm like, nope, this is too hot. I can't do this.
Yeah,
and I had to go home and just lay under the air conditioning vent because my vents are in the ceiling. Because my house, the way it's set up. And so I just had to lay there and just let it re-solidify me because I had melted. I'm not made for this.
We skirted through another mini heat wave without putting our air conditioners in the windows. That's what we use as windows and still haven't. And yesterday morning, I think my house was 85 degrees when I left. So I was already baking before I even left. Probably, it looks like next week's going to be warm for more than 1 or 2 days.
My house hit 74, and I'm like, sorry, dude, air conditioning's going on.
I can skirt, as much as I hate to do it, I can skirt through a day or two. Doesn't really motivate me to put the air conditioning units in it. So, but when it's multiple days, looks like next week, maybe summer's going to get here since this weekend is the unofficial summer opening day. I probably would be putting air conditioning units in over the weekend just to
be prepared.
I've about went my limit without
having air. I got pushed it as far as I'm going to push it.
staying underneath the fan, and it's probably something that I got used to when I was in Hawaii because I never had air conditioning in Hawaii, so you had to have 4 million fans blowing on you. It's just something you got to get used to, but yeah, there won't be very many more days that I've had enough, and we're going to need some air conditioning, especially whenever you sleep. I can deal with it when I'm awake a little bit better, but sleeping, I got to have some cool air for sleeping. So like last night, was Tuesday night when the rain came and the air cooled down really quick. It was nice being able to have a window fan and have that blowing on you overnight. So,
and as you mentioned, we are entering Memorial Day weekend and the unofficial start to summer. That means increased traffic for the weekend. That means parades and services on Monday and lots of traffic.
Yep. And the summer traffic has already picked up.
Yes.
You know, I drive, I live south of town and I go to the club out on 201 out towards Berlin, and I drive 557 almost every day. And yeah, the traffic, the tourism kick has already It's already in full factor. And this weekend, it's supposed to be rainy on Saturday. And I think Monday's supposed to be decent, isn't it?
50% chance of showers.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it's probably not going to... It might dampen some of the things, the rain, but I'm sure there'll still be lots of people around, and it does. So Monday morning, for us, we do the Memorial Day Parade, which goes from the courthouse up to Oak Hill Cemetery off Port Washington Road. We will leave the courthouse at 9 a.m. As soon as the bells start tolling, I get everybody ready, and we head up there, up to the cemetery. American Legion does a little bit of ceremony. We're up there, and then we'll take the honor guard back down to the Legion. So the parade isn't very long. It doesn't take up a whole lot of time, but if you're trying to get through town Monday morning, you'll probably get stopped, at least on the east side of town. So, but it doesn't take much, doesn't take very long. And then there's different...
We'll have a preview of all the Memorial Day services in the area in tomorrow's Hometown News.
In every little place, there's,
Nashville's going to have a big parade.
Yep, Nashville does. I don't know if anybody else in the county has parades or not. I know the different cemeteries have services.
Yes.
So they'll be around. And you said you put the schedule out because I do not know the schedule. I'm really more concerned just kind of with town, so
that's what I
got to deal with. So 9 a.m is when it kicks off, and like I said, when the bell tolls at 9 o'clock starts, I tell everybody get ready and we start rolling. And it's like I said, it's not long. And then after the parade, just be aware, we do the service, and I think it's probably 15-20 minutes, maybe a half an hour up there. And then we'll escort the honor guard back down to the Legion. So we don't stop traffic completely in that, but we usually have a cruiser in front and behind of the honor guard, and we just kind of go. They're walking, so we go their pace. Try to. Sometimes I can see the guys getting a little too close to me, so maybe I go a little slower than what I think they're walking. But
you underestimate them.
Yeah, and I try not to make them run down the hill. So.
I'm sure they appreciate that.
Yeah, it's one of those things. So there's a little, that'll be a little bit of a traffic slowdown, but it'll get moving, and then they travel on. Not sure if they do stuff before
parade. They head to Berlin after us. And then West Holmes also does, the band does Glenmont and Nashville, and I think those are, because East Holmes band then picks up over on that east side.
Yep. So there's quite a bit going on. So you just have to periodic places throughout the county. Like I said, us in Nashville, I believe, are the only two that do a parade. I could be wrong. won't be the first time, won't be the last. But those are the only two that I can think of off the top of my head. So a little bit going on Monday morning. And then, hopefully everybody has a safe weekend. Obviously, if you're partaking in adult beverages, don't be driving. The people will be out looking for that stuff. Doesn't take much to get a sober driver to give you a ride, or just simply stay wherever you're at. Enjoy your time.
And we're in the nicer weather, just pop a tent.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, unless you're like at a bar in town.
You probably shouldn't do that.
get a ride.
it's not worth it. Trying to sneak home. Whether you would get in a crash or just simply get stopped and arrested, that makes for expensive adult beverages. If that happens, you tack on the fee of that, and obviously, and you hurt somebody or
hurt yourself.
Worse than that, it's not a good thing. It's not worth it. So, be responsible. Try not to sound like
make good decisions.
A commercial. just be safe. Watch for the people. Obviously, there's going to be more people around, more bikes. If it would have been really nice weather over the weekend, it would be multiplied big time.
So many motorcycles.
But, rain will help keep some of that stuff down, but they're still going to be around.
Yeah.
It won't stop everything.
And we had graduation for West Holmes and East Holmes last weekend. Garraway is this weekend. So you've got graduation parties. The last day of school for West Holmes and East Holmes is next week. So the kiddos will be out.
Yeah. There'll be no school on Monday. So obviously the kiddos will be out and around all weekend. They're celebrating the weekend as a three-day weekend. Some of them know what the weekend and the meaning behind the weekend is, but others are kids at heart and simply looking at, hey, I got an extra day. That's one day less of school next week they got to go. And the end of school is, like you said, is next week. So they're all ramped up. I was out last night. We did Reading Under the Lights.
How was that?
That was fun. Ended up being inside the gym because of the weather. We didn't know quite what was going to go on with the weather, which I'm perfectly fine with that. it's fun. A lot of kids that I obviously interact with at the elementary school were up there, out there. A lot of kids that I don't interact with because they go to the other two elementary schools. And then some, I believe they were all high school students. There was a group of football players in the quote unquote booth next to us. They were reading to some kids. They were help setting up. So it was a neat interaction. The fire department was there. District one was there. Western Holmes was there. They ended up getting a call. They had to leave. And Deputy Myers from the sheriff's office was there. So you just read a little book and keep moving on. And by the time I was like, man, I'm going to lose my voice before I even get done here.
You've been texting me like, hey, I can't come in tomorrow.
One of the football players was like, do you need a drink? And I'm like, absolutely, I need a drink.
you were totally unprepared for that.
Yeah, I didn't even think about taking water with me in or anything to drink. And so this little book that I read, we get a group of five or six kids. They'd sit down, read the book. I'd kind of ad lib a little bit on the book and let them react to what I would say, ask them questions, and kind of explain a little bit of how we do things as we're going along. So it was really fun.
What was the book you read? You knew I was going to ask that, didn't you?
Yeah, I
do.
Should take a picture of it. I think it was the police car on patrol. And it had a officer Whiskers and an officer Sergeant Kit, which Whiskers was a cat, Kit was a fox. And
how clever.
Fishy Fred was the bad guy.
Ooh.
I think that was his name, or Frank. I know it was two F's, and he was a weasel.
I was expecting a fish.
No, but the reason why his name was Fishy Fred or Frank was because he liked to steal art with fish pictures. He liked fish pictures, so that's what he ended up doing. He got into that. The book even had a pursuit. Used a helicopter. Kicked in a door to catch Fishy Frank.
And did you tell the kids how often you guys actually kick indoors?
I told them that not very often. but, when in one part of the book, one officer was at the front door and one officer was at the back door. And I asked every group I had, why do they do that? And all of them knew because the bad guy will run to one of the doors and try to get out. I said, yep, exactly. So they're obviously watching some TV. They know what's going on in the world.
They know how things roll. Yeah.
And I told him, I said, sometimes that really does happen and you don't have the other officer at the other door. So that just makes more chasing when the person decides they're going to go out. It was fun. I had a couple preschool kids, probably a couple, I think, that were a little bit younger than that, up into some of the fifth grade kids. And I'd try to ask each group, what school do you go to? Because like Deputy Myers, he sees obviously tons of kids throughout the day. I see the elementary school and I'm not going to remember each one. And their kids like, oh, you know me. And I'm like, I do. And they're like, yeah, I see you at the school. And I'm like, oh, okay.
oh yeah.
yeah. So, Yeah, definitely not taking names because I definitely would not. And then that would be bad because kids would be like, "You sure? I gave you my name, and I'm sorry, I don't remember." So, but there were some kids that, you know, I would ask what school they go to, and they'd say Millersburg, and I'm like, "Do you ever see me there?" Nope. And their buddy would be like, "Yeah, you do. He's there. He's there. He's when we're in the lunchroom." But it's fun, you know. And it was a good time. And I think everybody. So they moved around in different orders to go to all the different. I don't know what all the groups were that were out there, but it was a good time.
Yeah, and it was the first time getting all the kids together as West Holmes Elementary,
right. Yep.
Versus Kilbuck, Millersburg. Yeah. And Nashville, Lakeville.
Yep. So it'll be neat. Definitely a lot of kids. and I have no idea headcount-wise where it was percentage of all the kids that will be in the school next year. But there was definitely a lot of kids. And like I said, there was, you know, younger siblings that were there too. So maybe at some point in time all of them would be in the building at the same time. But still, it would be neat to hear what percentage of the total population was there last night.
All right, well, we are going to take a little break here. We'll come back with ABC News and the Eye on Weather Forecast, and we'll have more with Chief Matt Shaner here from the Millersburg Police Department on WKLM. We are back here in your second half of your 7 a.m. hour. I have Chief Matt Shaner with me from the Millersburg Police Department, and in our first part, we talked about all the things coming up here just in this month of May with Memorial Day and the end of the school year, and we're hitting that and the increase in traffic.
Yep.
I don't know how some people feel, but I do feel like there is a positive change in the traffic pattern in town.
Yeah,
I do not feel like I am waiting as long as I have in the past.
Yeah, I noticed this morning, and I came up on Monroe Street, which is the easternmost traffic light, which everybody knows normally is a trap. If you're on the north or south side, you seem to sit, you know, forever. But it's not. It's just how it is. But I didn't see any traffic coming towards me or setting at the north side. I was coming up from the south. And the light seemed to change faster. Now, maybe there was somebody there. That's the intersection where you can do a right on red. Maybe somebody was sitting there, you know, and activated the lights. I think I can see a difference, but then there's other times where it's like, yeah, you know, it's still,
but sometimes there's just a lot of traffic.
It's still Millersburg traffic, and nothing ever was said that these improvements that we're working on is ever going to 100% cure it. You know, the only way I think to cure the traffic problem is to not have traffic, and I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen.
That's not through town.
That's really not an option for us. So, you know, but we're trying to make things better. You know, and it's not a quick flip the switch. It's the systems need to figure out how traffic is flowing. And make its adjustments, and then from what I understand, this new system, whenever it is in place, I don't think it's out yet. I don't think it's in place yet. I don't know that for certain. I know they were talking that hopefully soon, but I think this new system learns, and that's why it's, you know, the smart system. But it is not up and running. I had a few weeks ago was at a meeting and. People had made comments about, you know, so much for the smart lights. And I was like, well, it's not at that point. It definitely was not going. So it was not, they weren't smart. So yeah, they were right. There's still an issue. Cause I was talking about getting snagged at one of the traffic lights, trying to make it to the meeting. You know, but as the changes come, they're going to come around slowly. And it's an ever learning system. Is what I believe how it'll
work. That's the way I understood too.
So it's not like it would be on or working for a week and then it'll have every traffic scenario solved because, yeah, we have our designated times when the traffic flow is heavy and it's like all day long, a lot of people will say, and I don't disagree, but you do have lulls.
Yeah.
Right. And it's kind of got to learn that. But then, you know, just when you think, hey, normally we don't have any traffic, it's a really nice day at the beginning of summer and traffic is crazy all day long. And everybody that lives around here knows that's how things can be. You know, you get a nice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday during the summer months, and traffic can be absolutely crazy all day long because people are, you know, taking the long weekends, trying to get through town, get to town, however they're doing it. And that's the thing, is the lights are going to, you know, they're going to learn our patterns, but the traffic patterns are going to be constantly serving.
Ever changing.
Yeah, you know, sending them a change up, and they got to relearn it and figure it out.
It's like, wait, what are you doing?
and hopefully that the system will work to where it helps. You know, so one of the issues is at night, some of the northbound at the square, the northbound lanes trying to go east. That was a real issue. We were having problems with the turn arrow not turning on for them to turn, or if they were the only ones setting at the intersection, nobody on the south side, nobody else on the north side, the lights wouldn't activate. As far as I know, that has gotten better. That had been remedied. So there's things to do. And Pathmaster, they can do things remotely, you know, which I didn't know that they could. So that's also a nice thing. We can contact them and say, hey, you know, there for a while, we were having issues with the lights just randomly flashing, which probably going to jinx us because I haven't heard of that being an issue. And I know a couple times the light at out in front of the office at Washington and Jackson just went out. There was nothing there. And I think those things, we address those. And as far as I know, we haven't had the issue. I haven't talked to Nate Troyer about it lately, but I know I haven't got any. When those things were going on, he was actually on vacation, so I got deemed the traffic light guy. And I haven't had any of those issues lately, so. But we're trying. It's something, you know, we get it in place and get it working, and never has anybody ever said this is going to solve the problem. It's hopefully going to improve the problem. Make it less of a problem.
Improve the situation.
Yeah, I don't know. Improving the problem is the right words. Make less of a problem. Yeah. So
words.
Good thing I'm not doing the PR for the new traffic light system. Nobody would want it. But you know, it's slow progress, and if you can tell a little bit, then that's a good thing.
I feel like I can.
And more people that can, that, you know. I don't know how much it actually comes up in people's conversations that are, you know, outside the world of this. But, you know, it's one of those things where a little bit, like you say, and you see a little bit of difference, and people might actually pay attention. And, yeah, they might see that, you know. And if you are seeing something, reach out. Let somebody know that, you know, hey, it's an improvement. I can see a little bit of improvements. Never going to be perfect.
I still have to wait, but so, I'm not ending up all the way far away, right, and taking 300 hours to get through town. Yep. Like, I've had it to where me getting home takes about 22 to 25 minutes pending things, right, in my way. If I got to slow down, if there's buggies, if there's bicycles, you, right, know, not going the general speed limit and everything. It's taken me that long to get through town before.
Yes. Yep.
And definitely haven't had any of that. Now, obviously, sometimes it's a couple light cycles to get to the square to turn on 83, right, but it's so much. It's definitely has improved.
I know the few times that I've come from the east into town, 3-4 o'clock time frame, you know, several months ago, last year, I would have been sitting, you know,
at the golf course.
Yeah, at the golf course. You know, and I've not run into that, you know, in the last month or so.
If you do, it goes
maybe
quicker.
Yeah, maybe I'm just hitting things right. I don't know. But you know, it was very common for traffic going westbound, coming in from the east to be sitting, and we knew it. You know, sitting golf course and you're waiting forever. So, you know, and the thing is little improvements. If you get a bunch of those, it makes things not near as bad. At least you can see some progress, and that's what we're going for. We're little steps to get things rolling, and hopefully we get it to where it's, you know, I would love to be able to come out here and say, hey, those traffic lights, they're awesome. It's way a lot better.
We'll get there.
Bad English. Anyway.
This is why I write the news.
Yeah. but, you know, and hopefully it'll get there. That's the goal. But as long as there's improvement, that's better than it's getting worse or it's staying the same. So take little victories every step we can get them.
Well, we're going to take a little break here. We'll be back with Hometown Sports on WKLM. And we're going to take just a quick couple minutes here, wrap up with Chief Matt Shaner as we end the 7 o'clock hour. I think this was probably our fastest one yet.
Yeah, they definitely, I mean, you always say they go really fast whenever you have a guest in here.
I do.
And this one, I think what you do is you get me on a roll.
I just let you go.
and the thing about that is this might be all the talking I do for the rest of the day. I might be done. Done talking.
I've done talked you out.
Yeah, I'm done talking to people. Now, I'll go to the school, and I'm sure there'll be some that will be chatting with me. So,
Chief Shaner, yay!
Yeah, it's just depending on what the subject is, it's easy to get rolling. And then there's other times when I come in because we don't tell people, normally don't have an agenda.
We come into this blind. Yeah, unless, like, sometimes Nate will send stuff for you,
right.
And that needs to be brought up. But usually we're just off the tip of our toes.
And thankfully, I don't get thrown for too many loops. Every now and then you do it to me, but not very often. So it's usually ad-libbed, not planned. And
you're getting it straight from our...
Yeah, I always tell people if I have to go talk somewhere, I'm not good at doing a speech and putting it on paper and following that. It's much, much better for me just to stand in front of the group of people. And I'm not near as nervous if I just speak my mind.
Because if you see the words, you think you have to say all the words. And then
the words start moving on you.
Right, and then if you miss the words, then you get flustered.
Yeah, it's just easier to walk in and say, hey, I'm here, and let's start talking. So,
we had lots of important stuff today with Memorial and kids and all the
always,
things.
And we always hit the safety things, just because it can't be emphasized enough. You know, I guess if we lived somewhere where we never had accidents, never had issues, then maybe the safety factor wouldn't be an issue. But let's face it, there's a lot of things on our roadways that aren't in other places.
Everybody makes good decisions.
And everybody needs to pay attention. Get off the phones. Pay attention to what's going on. Pay attention to the road. Yeah, you want to check in the scenery and things like that. But if you're driving, you got to be paying attention to the road. That's a simple thing.
And wear your seatbelt.
Yes. Wear your seatbelt. And watch out for others. Summer's coming. Summer months are coming. Vacation. We already talked about that. Kids everywhere. It is what it is. And, we live in a great area and everybody needs to do their spot, their job, their thing. I'm losing
words.
You're checking your watch and I'm losing words. So, everybody be safe this weekend.
It's
have a good weekend.
That was Chief Matt Shaner with the Millersburg Police Department. I am Melissa Patrick for WKLM, and we'll be back with Hometown News in just a moment.